The word for today is submit to spirit control. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28 we read, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." In Bible times, cities were built with high walls around them for protection. Why? Because an enemy strong enough to tear down those walls was strong enough to take the city. Now you understand this scripture, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." An anonymous poet wrote "The Man in the Glass." Here it is. "When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife who judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts the most in your life is the one staring back from the glass." Some people may think you're a straight shooting chum and call you a wonderful guy. But the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of life and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. The Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is forbearance, self-control. And the best way to have self-control is to submit to spirit control. That's the word for today on UCB.